For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Yeah, this is Howard Woldard, a retired police officer out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Howard, you're a member of law enforcement against prohibition. You've seen many of the neighborhood battles that go on in your experience. Am I right?
That's correct.
Howard, we've had a situation that's just getting worse here in Houston, home invasions. People think
right.
that people have drugs and they kick in the door and duct tape them. Tell us,
right.
how can people deal with this situation when, before the fact, they really have no recourse to the law?
Well, one of the first things a person can do is never open a door when somebody knocks. Always ask, who is it? And then don't open the door unless you legally have to. I know the case 6 years ago, Dean, in Houston, where Senor Oregon did open the door and went in, and of course the tragedy was that these six police officers who were invading his home illegally shot and killed the poor guy, and they were all fired from Houston PD, but the bottom line, he was dead. So this has happened before in Houston, and you just got to work to end the drug war.
Well, it is the mechanisms of prohibition that give so much value to these products.
From my profession, there's a sizable minority of police officers who feel that God is on their side. It's a holy war jihad against drugs. So even if they break the law, if they break into your house, they shoot you dead, they're still going to heaven because God's on their side on this question of drug prohibition, war on drugs. And that is the basic problem here. Whether it's one drug dealer wanting somebody else's drugs or, you know, whatever the person breaking into your house, it all stems from prohibition. It stems from the value of those drugs are way more than what's available for a few dollars in the cash register at the local 7-Eleven. I mean, this is just another unintended consequence of drug prohibition.
Well, Howard, it's not all bad news, is it? There were some pluses came out of these recent elections. You want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, it's important for everyone to understand that 17 out of 20 marijuana initiatives passed. And more importantly, the news out of Vermont is tremendous. Three Republicans who fought medical marijuana in the state legislature lost re-election, and three Democrats who were in favor of medical marijuana, which were targeted by the other side, were re-elected. And it's important for the politicians out there to know that they need to get on the right side of this issue or the voters will elect them. I know I'm going to send those results to my state senator and my state rep and say, look, the people and the polling just done by the people there in Texas shows that 75% of Texans support marijuana being between the doctor and the patient. And out of Vermont, if you get on the wrong side of this, you might get unelected.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.